Radio Prague News.
Prime Minister Petr Nečas has defended the Czech refusal to join the EU's fiscal compact in the lower house of parliament. The Social Democrats have called on the Prime Minister to apologize for stating that the party would block a Senate vote for direct presidential elections. And Czech soccer player David Bistroň has tested positive for doping. Prime Minister Petr Nečas presented his reasons for not signing the EU's planned fiscal compact in the lower house of parliament on Thursday. He said that the government had given him limited authority to sign the compact. For this reason, he was not able to give a clear yes or no at the EU summit in Brussels, where 25 out of 27 EU member states signed the new treaty, which aims to establish greater fiscal responsibility across Europe. The Prime Minister added that since the final draft of the treaty had been negotiated at the summit, it would not have been possible to analyze its consequences prior to signing it. However, he noted that nothing stood in the way of the Czech Republic being able to sign the fiscal compact at a later stage. Aside from the Czech Republic, the only EU member to not sign the treaty was the UK. The Social Democrats have called on Prime Minister Petr Nečas to give them an official apology for his claim that the party, which has a majority in the Czech Senate, would be trying to block a legislative change that paves the way for direct presidential elections. The head of the Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, announced at a news conference on Thursday that what the Prime Minister had said was not fair towards the party or the country's citizens. The Social Democrats are longtime supporters of direct presidential elections, he added. On Wednesday, the Czech Senate had approved an amendment to the country's constitution introducing direct presidential elections. A total of 49 out of 81 senators voted in favor of the new legislation. Once signed into law by President Václav Klaus, the bill will allow Czechs to elect their president directly for the first time next year when Mr. Klaus's second term expires. Among those who said that they would consider running for the post are Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, former Prime Minister Jan Fischer, and economist Jan Švejnár. Soccer player David Bistroň, who currently plays defense for FC Viktoria Plzeň, has tested positive for doping and has been banned from playing for 2 years. The Disciplinary Committee of UEFA, the European Football Association, announced its decision to disqualify him from playing on Thursday. The 30-year-old soccer player had been tested at a November Champions League match. The blood sample was analyzed in January. Allegedly, traces of methamphetamine were found in his blood. And now let's take a brief look at the weather. Harsh weather conditions with frost and Arctic temperatures are set to continue here, with daytime highs ranging between only minus 8 and minus 4 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of today's news.